On now to an update of the massive theft of credit card numbers that was announced last week. On Friday, MasterCard said that 40 million credit card numbers could be vulnerable after a processing company was hit by computer hackers. Most consumers are protected from any immediate loss, but as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the theft shows that information thieves are becoming a serious threat.
Fault for the theft now appears clear. It lies with Card System Solutions, an Arizona-based processor of credit card information that stored the data insecurely. Spokesman Bill Reeves says his company admits it was not supposed to hold on to credit card information, but he says Card Systems thought it must have been following the rules since it passed a recent audit by Visa and MasterCard.
That information, we now know, is out of compliance. However, per the audits that we have gone through with the security assessors, we were shown that we were within compliance. Therefore, we had no reason to believe that we were compromising any data.
Visa and MasterCard have been trying to limit fraud by imposing tough security standards on everyone involved in credit card transactions, from the smallest merchants to big data processors like Card Systems. But those standards often fall short, according to Mike Brown of CardCops.com.
We see hacks, though, anywhere from 1 to 10 hacks every single day.
CardCops.com tries to help consumers and merchants by alerting them to stolen numbers. Mike Brown says there's a hopping market in stolen credit card numbers that's conducted via email and on IRC, or Internet Relay Chat, a slightly out-of-the-way communications channel on the Internet. Brown says whoever has stolen this information will never be able to use thousands or millions of credit card numbers all by themselves.
You know, it's like a big elephant. You can't eat the whole thing yourself. I mean, they can maybe handle 10 or 100 and they're maybe really efficient, maybe 1,000. So basically they sell it to their buddies and colleagues.
This theft is only the latest in an avalanche of data spills from companies and governments that have put millions of consumers at risk in recent months. Congress is considering laws that would require disclosure of these incidents. Lawmakers have also proposed stricter regulation of companies that store sensitive information. But this latest theft shows just how hard that will be, because each incident and each company is different. For example, proposed regulations for information brokers might not protect credit card holders, since those numbers are not considered personally identifiable information. Jonathan Penn is an analyst with Forrester Research.
Most of this is just, basic credit card information that any waiter gets. And so what we're going to see is credit card fraud. Primarily, we're not going to see a raft of identity theft.
Some regulators have suggested that new laws are not needed because existing statutes already outlaw sloppy security practices. But it's not clear just whether those laws apply in this case. The Graham-Leach-Bliley Act requires adequate information security at financial institutions, but GLB, as it's known, may not cover a company like Card System Solutions, which only processes information and doesn't deal directly with consumers. MasterCard, which would not speak on tape, says that lawmakers should consider applying the law to any entity that handles consumer financial information. Even if card systems were required to have adequate security under federal law, Jonathan Penn of Forrester Research says it's hard for companies to know just what that means.
These levels of what is, reasonable security measures to take are very hard to define to begin with, because the threats are constantly changing and evolving.
Credit card companies had hoped to protect against theft through the use of those 3-digit security codes on the back of your card. But at Card System Solutions, those numbers were stored right next to the main number and were stolen too. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.